tuned in to Naturopathic Earth Radio with certified health consultant and former obese child, A. Gregory Luna, where you get the latest on clean living, natural remedies, effective weight loss tips, and sound naturopathic principles from experts and biohackers from around the world and Gregory himself. Don't be a slave to Big Pharma. Break free of the shackles of Big Food and start your journey now to a long, vibrant, purposeful life. Become a citizen of Naturopathic Earth.
Hello, everybody. This is A. Gregory Luna. Of course, you can call me Gregory. And welcome back to another episode of Naturopathic Earth Radio. Thank you so much for coming back. We appreciate it greatly. Before we begin, if you could post a review at any of our sites, we would appreciate it. That'd be fabuloso. And if any of you need a health consultant to help you either lose weight or maintain your weight or just to be healthier, contact me. All right, so this episode's going to be short and sweet. We're just going to talk about 10 steps you can take to lose weight. As you guys know that I've kept my weight off for over 25 years, and I'm going to share some of my biohacks, some of my secrets, and these are in no particular order at all. So let's begin. Number one, sleep. Sleep's important, guys. You got to be sleeping 7 to 9 hours a night. Cold, cold room, very, very dark. Limit the blue light. Listen to the previous MP episodes about it, but there is a direct correlation between lack of sleep and insomnia and weight gain. It messes with your endocrine system, which will eventually make you to gain weight. It also messes with ghrelin, which is your hunger hormone, and so you're more likely to be hungry, and so you eat more. So either way, even if you don't eat more, it is directly correlated to weight gain. So one of the easiest things you can do is sleep. Nothing is more important than sleep, aside from maybe one thing. But nothing is important as sleep. So sleep. That's number one. Number two, eat a high-fat diet. Now, you know, ketogenic diet or a high-fat diet is very popular right now. It's very popular. I would not say that I would not fully endorse the keto diet because, look, keto doesn't work with everybody and there can be side effects to going keto or high fat. What I will say is make sure you're eating enough fat. A large majority of people still adhere to that 80s, 90s mindset that fat is bad for you and that you need to eat a high sugar or high carb diet with low fat and moderate protein. That's all that science has been thrown out the window. So you need to eat a lot of fat. Eat a lot of saturated fat. Get your saturated fat from animal products. Butter is good for you, guys. Get organic, preferably. Butter is good for you. Lard is good for you. Eat a lot of meat. Eat a lot of chicken, pork, fish, even red meat, but make sure they're organic if you can to limit the pesticides, which we've talked about in previous podcasts. Also eat the MUFAs, the monounsaturated fats. Those are the best fats that are not saturated. So you're going to get that mostly from fruits like avocados and coconuts and some nuts. Eat a lot of dark chocolate too. Eat the high fat foods with very low carbs. That is crucial. They fill you up, so it leads to satiety, so you're less likely to overeat because fat is filling, and you know what? Fat is tasty too. So that's another reason to be eating a lot of fat. Now here's the thing. If you are going to go keto, eat a lot of high fat diet, you need to be careful because you need to limit your carbs to lower your carbs because overall fatty foods have a lot more calories and you'll be ingesting a lot of calories. And even though there's not a direct correlation between the amount of calories you eat and weight gain, it's just you're on a very you're on a precipice. You're on a slippery slope, okay? Because there's tons of people you can find on the internet who eat a 6,000 calorie diet who don't gain weight. But as a rule of thumb, eat a high fat diet and eat the animal products, guys, but preferably clean, which we've talked about in previous podcasts. So eat high fat diet. Number three, fast. Intermittent fasting. You want to do a daily fast, a 24-hour fast. You want to do a 3-day fast. You want to do an 18-6 fast. Fasting is crucial. Direct links between fasting and weight loss. We've talked about this before. Your body, once it burns up the carbs or sugars in the body where it's stored in the liver and in the muscles, but mostly in the liver, it's going to go to your fat reserves and convert those to ketones and use that as energy. So your fat reserves will be burnt off as energy. So fasting helps lose weight. It's probably one of the fastest ways you can lose weight. Now, are there people who fast who don't lose weight, or there's people who fast who still have brain fog or actually feel worse? Yes. Okay, there's always exceptions to the rule, but fasting is something that you should implement into your diet. If you don't want to do an 18-6 daily fast like I do, that's fine, but try to implement a 24-hour fast. Not only is it great for weight loss, but it's great for cognition, memory, growth hormone production, mitochondrial creation. It decreases aging. There's a lot of stuff. Just listen to the previous podcast. I have a two-parter on fasting. So definitely fast, 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 fast. Number four, lift heavy things. Lifting heavy things maybe three times a week in about 30 minutes is crucial. Now, we don't really talk a lot about exercise here because exercise is not my forte. It really isn't. But lifting heavy objects. So what I mean by that is lots of times you'll see guys lifting, you know, doing 10, 15 reps of a light weight. No, what you got to do is max out. That pushes your body. It's going to increase your metabolism, not to mention it's going to increase your testosterone for you guys. If any of you are suffering from low T, a great way to naturally reverse that is by lifting heavy things. So whatever you want to do, if you want to do benching, if you want to do squats, but max out, even if you're like barely doing one, do it and push your body. And each time you do it a little more, even if it's a pound more, but try to get it done within 30 minutes because that's the best biohack, is to do all your lifting very quickly. All right. So lift heavy things. Even you ladies, you're not going to bulk up. You're not going to be like those women on the Muscle magazine covers that have no breasts. You're not going to end up like that. Okay. But you do need to lift. Strength training is extremely important in weight loss. So definitely do it. Number five, move your body. Move your body. We were talking about natural biohacks earlier, or what was it? Non-exercise ways to speed up your metabolism, which was a previous podcast. One of the things I talked about was move the body, shock the body. Well, shocking the body would be heavy lifting, but moving the body, guys, I know some of you don't have time to do a 5-mile run daily. And honestly, you don't want to be doing 5 miles a day. It increases your cortisol. It's too much stress on the body. So the best thing to do is move the body. If you're gardening, if you're hiking, take a morning walk, take a night walk, walk during lunch. If you want to do a 30-minute cardio on the elliptical or a nice 2-mile jog, just move the body. Burn calories. Speeds up the metabolism. It's crucial that you move. Now, can you lose weight by being sedentary? Sure, because 70% of weight loss is nutrition and not exercise. But it sure helps. Also, it's a great biohack. It makes you feel better. You get the endorphins kicking. So move the body. I love night walks. I love morning walks. You know that. Just move the body. You don't need to be doing sprinting, even though sprinting is very good for you on occasion. You don't need to be sprinting every day or doing chronic cardio. Just simple walks. Number six, limit your sugars, your refined sugars, and your overall carbs. Now, because this is no surprise, but we don't want to be eating cakes and cookies and donuts and Twinkies. And then all the hidden stuff that's got sugars like barbecue sauce, honey mustard sauce, ketchup, and all these things. Okay, the sugar will spike your insulin. And this is the main reason. It's not only is it unnecessary calories that have very low nutrition, which is most of the problems with the flour, stuff with flour, which we've talked about in the Eat Clean Pantry and the Flour Alternatives podcast. The problem with flour and the problem with most of the junk food is that aside from it being an insane amount of sugar, it's just empty calories. You're not getting a lot of nutrition. The same reason why sodas are bad for you. They're just empty nutrition. There's no nutrition in it at all. Them to fat. So it's very difficult to lose weight when you're eating a high sugar diet. Now, somehow I was able to do it a long time ago, but as a whole, it's much easier to lose weight or to keep your weight off if you do not have insulin in the body. This is connected back to fasting. Again, you don't want to be eating 6 small meals a day. You don't want to be doing that because then insulin's always in your body and you can't burn fat. It's much more difficult to burn fat. So fast and then limit your sugars. That's crucial, guys, and limit your sugars. And this is also your simple carbs. So this is going to be your breads, and your rice, your pasta. And of course, you can lose weight eating those things, but as a whole, it benefits you if you limit that and stick to complex carbs. And of course, some people, you know, I am primal certified, so really I'm supposed to espouse the don't eat any grains at all. But come on, in a real world, the majority of you are going to eat grains. So just try to stick to complex carbs, a lot of foods with fiber. Number seven, drink colored teas or coffee. Both colored teas and coffee. When I mean colored teas, these are the Camellia sinensis plant teas, which we've talked about in previous podcasts, the green teas, the black teas, the white teas. My favorite's the white tea. all of them, both of all the colored teas and coffee are known to speed up the metabolism. Not to mention they have a lot of great phytonutrients and catechins. They're antioxidants. They're just both super, super beans or super plants. So definitely try to incorporate coffee. Of course, with the coffee, you want to try to sweeten it naturally. Go bulletproof. Kate's starting to do bulletproof the last 2 weeks because she doesn't have time to stop by her local coffee shop anymore to get her own coffee. So now she's been doing bulletproof in the morning and she tells me she loves it. I don't drink coffee because it makes me too jittery, but I drink a lot of teas, guys. So try to incorporate tea. Try to drink at least, the studies show you can drink up to 4 cups of coffee a day without having any negative effects on the body, like jitteriness and paranoia and heart palpitations. But everybody's different, so you kind of need to know your threshold on coffee. As a whole, tea only has about a 10th to a 20th of the amount of caffeine that coffee does. So, of course, you can drink more tea. So drink 4 or 5 cups of tea if you can, or at least a couple of drinks or a couple of cups of coffee, and, of course, limit the sugar and try to increase the fat. Or with the teas, just drink them all natural like I do. Number 8, this is a simple one. Eat produce. Just eat a lot of produce. Produce, of course, is going to give you tons of the phytonutrients, tons of the minerals, tons of the vitamins. As a whole, they're very low in carb. As a whole, they're pretty low in fat as well. But the key about eating a lot of produce is that it's going to give you all the macro and micronutrients that are necessary to keep your cells working at an optimal level to prevent yourself from getting any hormone imbalances or any future diseases or any issues with your cells. Ideally, buy them organic. Refer back to one of the early MP radio podcasts on the Dirty Dozens and which fruits and vegetables have a lot of pesticides. But as a whole, eat a lot of produce because it has tons of fiber, and fiber is very good for weight maintenance. It's extremely good for it. So try to stick more to the fruits. Try to stick more to the vegetables than the fruits. And you'll do fine. You'll do fine. And if you don't like eating a lot of vegetables, we've talked about in previous podcasts too, just put them in smoothies or find ways to incorporate them in. But we got to eat a lot of produce. An ideal plate's going to be a decent, a sensible portion of protein, preferably organic meat, and then a lot of produce. And then really you don't need the carbs. But that's the ideal thing. So definitely incorporate more produce. Number 9, keep your stress down. Stress is a known factor of keeping your weight up or having you gain weight. When you release too much cortisol in the body, it creates a hormone cascading effect, which will eventually lead to weight gain. It messes with your hormones. So you got to keep your stress down. And I think a lot of you guys know that we're not just talking about like stress with your kids and you want to yell at your kids or you're in traffic, a lot of these things, but even something as subtle as cell phones, always being on your phones, always being in touch with the world, keeps us on a minimal level of stress all day. And eventually you can just release too much cortisol and too much of the inflammatory hormones, which will eventually lead to weight loss. So there's a direct correlation between keeping your stress down and losing weight. So if it takes yoga, it takes meditation, it takes flotation therapy, cryotherapy, whatever it takes, go take a night walk, try to keep your stress down. Number 10. Limit your toxins. Now, we've talked about in previous podcasts that there's certain environmental toxins, chemical toxins that are connected to weight gain. For example, the plastics. There's a correlation between exposure to plastics, and namely the bisphenol family, but also phthalates that can affect your hormones, which limit the fluoride, limit the chlorine, limit the plastics, all these things. They can affect your weight. They can potentially affect your weight, but especially plastics. There's a lot of research showing that plastics. So again, don't be warming up plastics. Try to not use plastics in cooking, and don't use plastic water bottles because there's a direct correlation with that and weight gain. All right. So those are the 10 things that will help you lose or maintain your weight if you do. And let's repeat them. Okay. Let's repeat them. Sleep a lot. But not too much. You don't want to be a hypersomniac, but 7 to 9 hours is good. Eat high amounts of saturated and monounsaturated fats, so essentially modified keto or full keto. Implement fasting. Lift heavy things. Move your body. Limit your refined sugars and simple carbs. Drink colored teas or coffee. eat produce, keep your stress down, and limit your environmental toxins. Now, are there other things that will help you lose weight? Absolutely, or absolutement, as my friend Edmund, who knows four languages, would say. But these are the 10 that I just wanted to bring up to you very quickly on this Friday. Just a little boom, 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 because I know lots of times I just talk about toxins and everything's going to kill you. And this is important. Like, don't get me wrong. I think it's important for you guys to be armed with the knowledge of things that you need to stay away from. But also, I just want to give you some actionable advice, some actionable steps. And these are 10 things that are guaranteed to either help you lose weight or to maintain your weight. Now, everybody is different, but as a whole, you can't go wrong with these 10. So start today. Try to implement them into your diet. If you have any questions, please contact me. And as always, please post reviews for MP Radio, Kate's Apothecary, and most importantly, Confessions of an Obese Child, because we've just moved that over. We would really, really appreciate it. Enjoy your weekend. It's week one of the NFL season. Kate and I do fantasy football, and we're hyped. This is her first year playing it. This is my 18th year playing it. I've been a commissioner for two leagues for 18 years. So I'm really into it. So enjoy the NFL football, and of course, enjoy college football and the fall weather. And for those of you guys in Florida, we've been praying for you with this hurricane. It's horrible to see another hurricane coming this way, or at least coming to America. We already had Hurricane Harvey that devastated Houston and where my family's living, but now we got another horrible hurricane. So please pray for those people in Florida. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Naturopathic Earth Radio. Visit us at www.naturopathicearth.com. Follow us on Twitter at Naturopath Earth. And subscribe to us on iTunes. Don't forget to leave a review. And remember our core belief at naturopathicearth.com. Let food be thy medicine, let nature be thy healer. See you next time. Music courtesy of Art of Escapism.